Yak It To Me. Now available with no advertisements. If you've landed on this page of my website, the chances are you're a bit confused about the difference between a pull-out and pull-down faucet, or you're not sure which one will suit you best. I can understand your frustration with these terms, because many manufacturers expect you to understand what they're talking about, and are not very good at explaining themselves. So I thought it would be a good idea to add this information page, so you have a head start before you start looking at some of this type of faucet I have reviewed for you. There are many similarities with both pull-out and pull-down kitchen faucets, which is one of the reasons why it's hard to understand the difference. All models like this have a spray hose that sits neatly inside the spout when not in use. A pull-down faucet will generally have a taller spout, so this is something to look out for if you're limited with the amount of overhead space you have. The actual spray hose is generally much shorter, although this isn't always the case. This is because it's designed to only pull down into the sink. Pull-out faucets, on the other hand, usually have shorter spouts to house the spray head, and the hose is much longer, so it can be moved in many different directions. For instance, you may want to fill pots and pans from your countertop, rather than in the sink. If this is the case, a pull-out faucet will probably suit you better, because of the flexibility. For the same reason, pull-out faucets are also a good idea if you have a double sink. Let's start with the benefits of pull-out models. As mentioned, you get a longer hose with the spray head, which adds to the convenience of filling large pots and pans, and you can do this away from your sink. If you're limited with space around or above your sink, I would recommend looking at pull-out type faucet, because the spouts are generally much shorter. You will get less splashback with a pull-out faucet, because the spray head is much more flexible. And the possible downsides. This type isn't great if you often need to fill tall items such as pitchers. Usage can be inconvenient if you have big hands, so make sure the grip fits your hand comfortably. Again, let's do the positive aspects first. More models of pull-down faucet come with varying spray options than pull-out, which makes it easier when rinsing or filling. For some, ergonomics comes into play, because you only need one fluid motion, downwards. You're less likely to get kinks in the hose, because you're not maneuvering in different directions. Pull-down faucets are also ideal for those of you that have depth sinks. Possible negatives for this type. You need to bear in mind the amount of space you have above your sink, because of the overall height of the spout. Some models can lose water pressure due to the above. Of course, it's totally up to you which type you decide on, but hopefully I've managed to shed some light on the subject for you. Enjoy Yak It To Me without advertisements now for less than 98 cents a month.